we are talking about Krishna Janma Lila. It means the birth of the Lord, the one who is the object of our sadhana, the object of our being here at this moment. So we are now with the mood set up at Shri Vraj Bhumi, with all the special potencies of the Lord, which is beyond our understanding. So just with the mercy of our acharyas, we may have some understanding of this amazing, mysterious birth. The Kinnaras and Gandharvas began to sing auspicious songs. The Siddhas and Charanas offered auspicious prayers. And the Vidyadharis, along with the Apsaras, began to dance in jubilation. Why? Because the Lord is appearing on the earth. So we move to verse 7 and 8 because there is no purport. Mumuchur Munayo Deva. I do the whole? Okay. Mumuchur munayo deva sumanamsi mudanvitaha mandam mandam jalardhara jagajur anusagaram nishite tamaudbute jayamane janardane devakyam devarupinyam vishnu sarva guhashayam avirasid yata prachyam. Dishinduriva pushkalaha mumuchuhu showered. Aha, actually I didn't do the word by word from the last verse because the main focus was in the second part. So can we do here? Because this is the main purport. So mumuchuhu showered. Munaya, all the great sages and saintly persons. Devaha, and the demigods. Sumanamsi, very beautiful and fragrant flowers. Mudanvitaha, being joyous in their attitude. Mandam mandam, very mildly. Jala dharaha, the clouds. Jagarjuhu, vibrated. Anusagaram, following the vibrations of the sea waves. Nishite, late at night. Tamaha udbute, when it was densely dark. Jayamane, on the appearance of. Janardane, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Devakyam, in the womb of Devaki. Devarupinyam, who was in the same category as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhi Prataba Vita Bihi. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Sarvaguha Shaya, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart. Avirasit, appeared. Yata, as. Prachayam, prachayam dishi, in the east. Induhu iva, like the full moon. Pushkalaha, complete in every respect. Purport and translation by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood, and clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean's waves. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as Sri Krishna. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratipa Vitabis, Tabir ya eva nijaru pataya kalabi, Goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuto govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. This verse indicates that Krishna and his entourage are of the same spiritual potency, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Krishna's father, his mother, his friends, the cowherd boys, and the cows are all expansions of Krishna, as we will explain in the Brahma Vimohana Lila. When Brahma took away Krishna's associates to test the supremacy of Lord Krishna, the Lord expanded himself again in the forms of the many cowherd boys and calves, all of them, as Brahma saw, were Vishnumurtis. Devaki is also an expansion of Sri Krishna, and therefore this verse says, Devakyam Devarupinyam Vishnu Sarva Guhashayam. At the time of the Lord's appearance, the great sages and the demigods, being pleased, began to shower flowers. At the seashore, there was the sound of mild waves, and above the sea, there were clouds in the sky which began to thunder very pleasingly. When things were adjusted like this, Lord Vishnu, who is residing within the heart of every living entity, appeared in the darkness of night as the Supreme Personality of Godhead before Devaki, who appeared as one of the demigoddesses. The appearance of Lord Vishnu at that time could be compared to the rising of the full moon in the sky on the eastern horizon. The objection may be raised that since Lord Krishna appeared in the eighth day, Ashtami, eighth day of the waning moon, Krishna Paksha, there could be no rising of the full moon. In answer to this, it may be said that Lord Krishna appeared in the dynasty, which is the hierarchy of the moon. Therefore, although the moon was incomplete on that night, because of the Lord's appearance in the dynasty wherein the moon is himself the original person, the moon was in an overjoyous condition. So, by the grace of Krishna, he could appear as a full moon to welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The waning moon became a full moon in jubilation. Instead of Devarupinyam, some texts of Srimad Bhagavatam clearly say Vishnurupinyam. In either case, the meaning is that Devaki has the same spiritual form as the Lord. The Lord is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. And Devaki is also Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Therefore, no one can find any fault in the way the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, appeared from the womb of Devaki. Those who are not in full knowledge that the appearance of and disappearance of the Lord are transcendental, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, Bhagavad Gita 4:9, we know all this verse, very important verse, are sometimes surprised that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can take birth like an ordinary child. Actually, however, the Lord's birth is never ordinary. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is already situated within the core of everyone's heart as Antaryami, the Supersoul. Thus, because he was present in full potency in Devaki's heart, he was also able to appear outside her body. One of the 12 great personalities is Bhishmadev, Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumaraha, Kapilo, Munu, Manuhu, Pralada, Janako, Bhishmaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Verse 20. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear from First Canto 9, Chapter Text 42, Bhishma, a great authority to be followed by devotees, says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in the core of everyone's heart. Just as the sun may be on everyone's head, yet although the sun may be on the heads of millions and millions of people, this does not mean that the sun variously situated. Similarly, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead has inconceivable potencies, he can be within everyone's heart and yet not be situated variously. Ekatvam anupashyataha. Shishupanishad, verse 7. The Lord is one, but he can appear in everyone's heart by his inconceivable potency. Thus, although the Lord was within the heart of Devaki, he appeared as her child. According to the Vishnu Purana, therefore, as quoted in the Vaishnava Toshani, the Lord appeared like the sun, anugrahasaya. The Brahma Samhita 5.35 confirms andantara sta paramanu chayantarastam. He is situated in Mathura, in Vaikuntha, and in the core of the heart. Therefore, one should clearly understand that he did not live like an ordinary child in the heart or the womb of Devaki, nor did he appear like an ordinary human child, although he seemed to do so in order to bewilder asuras like Kamsa. The asuras wrongly think that Krishna took birth like the ordinary child and passed away from this world like an ordinary man. Such asuric conceptions are rejected by persons in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san. Bhagavad Gita 4.6. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is Aja, unborn, and he is the supreme controller of everything. Nonetheless, he appeared as the child of Devaki. This verse describes the inconceivable potency of the Lord, who appeared like the full moon. Understanding the special significance of the appearance of the Supreme Godhead, one should never regard him as having taken birth like an ordinary child. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjaya Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Rata Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye
Mancha kalpata rubyascha kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, such a special mysterious verse about the appearance of the Lord at the darkest of the night, at 8 waning moon, Krishna Paksha Ashtami. For me, this verse is one of there are lots of special verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, but one of the verses that made me hopeful, actually, honestly speaking. So, we are in 10th canto. Why Srimad Bhagavatam takes so much time to go to Krishna himself to talk about his specific lilas and elaborate on that. According to our Vaishnavacharya's teachings, we know that it takes time for us to be purified from the impurities of karma and jnana. So we know that the whole 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam are talking about different stories. Different promising words are there. If you do this, you will get that. If you pray this, you will be free from that. So many stories. And you already know about that because you are now reading the 10th canto. So I think we have to aware of it. When we are reading any verse in 10th canto, we have to be aware of it. It's pure Krishna consciousness, and whatever desire for karma, for jnana, we have to be at least aware of it. I mean, maybe we are not completely purified from that, but we have to be aware of it. So here at 10th canto, we are going to be ready to receive Krishna's appearance. Yeah, this lila starts from here. Krishna appeared from the heart of Devaki, his dearmost devotee, who is one of his entourage, one of his associates in spiritual world, and we are not. We are jiva tattva, and we are having our impurities, and we are suffering from our own karmas. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are here. We are hearing that. And a lot of promises are there for us that one day we are going to see Krishna with his beautiful smile, and we are going to serve him, to serve his devotees in full bliss. So it's good to remember that why we wake up every day concentrating on this verse, that Krishna appeared in the darkest of the night, in the 8th waning moon. What is the 8th waning moon? We all know that moon has different phases. It starts from Amavasya, when there is no moon in the sky, goes little by little every night brighter when it's in Gaura Paksha, and then it goes to full moon, Purnima, which is complete moon. So here in the verse, we are hearing that moon himself, because we know every living entity, every object, every dust, every tree, every animal in Vrindavan is in full consciousness. It's not an ordinary tree or ordinary dust or anything like we are experiencing here in Ljubljana or other places. In Vrindavan, Everything is fully conscious. Shishi Panchatattva Ki Jai. In Vrindavan, everything is fully conscious. So the moon, observing that, oh my God. I mean, God for him is Krishna, of course. Krishna is appearing on the earth from the heart of Devaki. And then in jubilance, in ecstasy, he became full. So we know in Mahabharata, five times Krishna did some exceptions in order to save his devotees. Otherwise, Krishna usually is so dedicated to follow his own rules in material world. He doesn't like to bewilder ordinary people, and he wants to show the proper example always, that this is material rules, and even this occurs on me. But for his devotees, he cannot do that. So in Mahabharata, we hear five times Krishna made exceptions to save Pandavas and make them victorious over the Kauravas. So here it comes again, another exception of the material cosmic rules. Moon is in a very tiny position because it's reaching Amavasya. After 4 days, there should be no moon, you know. It's such a tiny light in the sky. It's Krishna Ashtami. Krishna Ashtami, it means that moon is waning, and it's in its 8 days, not in its 14 days. So, but in jubilation, in ecstasy, he become full to see that, just to see that. So, as devotees, for me, why this verse was a verse which gave me hope, because I find myself in darkest of the night of my ignorance, and I see my consciousness is growing according to the karma, according to the external situations, always up and down, and not very situated in the topmost platform which I desire, to be only attached to Krishna and serve him with love and devotion unflinchingly and spontaneously. But there is a but. Krishna, out of his own mercy, will appear. But you may say, but he appeared from the heart of Devaki. Yeah, but he appeared on the planet Earth. And from Bhagavad Gita, we know that to reciprocate with his devotees, he appears. To save his devotees, he appears. So it's very fulfilling. But what is our duty here? Is it like that because Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, then everyone can see him? Of course not. We hear in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Krishna was there, not everyone could see him as Krishna. Some would see him as his killer. Later we will come to that arena, wrestling arena, when he's killing Kamsa. Some would see him as his killer. So some would see him as Vishnu with four hands. Some would not see him at all. And some would see him as beloved son. Some would see him as friend, like Gopas. And the story goes on and on with different rasas and with different level of surrender in the heart. A devotee would reciprocate and would see Krishna. We know from Brihad Bhagavatamrita the story of Gop Kumar, where he got innocently the Gopal Gayatri mantra. And what happened to that innocent boy? In some ways, all of us, we are innocent. And we forget that. We are looking for Krishna. We come to Krishna consciousness. We get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We get the mercy of devotees. And we do a lot of tapasya, which brings a lot of fire in us, because tapasya, according to Samkhya philosophy, increases the fire. So we do a lot of sacrifices, and then the fire increases in us. And then we don't know how to do with this fire, and when we use it in our daily dealings, unfortunately, sometimes. But this fire is going to be used for realizing the Siddhanta, the Tattva, the knowledge of the truth, and give us hope for continuing our practice of bhakti. Be hopeful. There are stories in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are stories in our scriptures. Animals got that. We know Hanuman got. We know the story of Gajendra. We know a lot of stories. Prostitute got that. Excuse me. I mean, Srila Prabhupada says about that prostitute in Srimad Bhagavatam, that she was pure devotee of the Lord. And Bilva Mangal Thakur, we hear a lot of stories. We hear a lot of stories, and then we forget that. After sometimes we take it for granted, and we come just to temple, just we are used to it. We chant because we are used to it. I'm talking about myself. I'm not offending any of you. You're such exalted devotees sitting in front of me. And then I'm talking loudly. And then I don't realize why I wake up every day. My main goal is to find Krishna, to serve him, to dedicate myself, my thoughts, my being, every talent I have, everything in his service. And this should be my everyday's goal. So this is giving us such a jubilation, like the moon. From Krishna Paksha vaning, going to Purnima, to full moon, without thinking that, am I eligible? Am I not? But I'm coming from this background. I was eating meat and I was doing a lot of sinful activities. I offended this devotee yesterday. Oh my God, I made this mistake. I couldn't read this verse properly. But no, this is not Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti is independent of any external thing. Anything. And as Srila Prabhupada always mentions, we just need lolyam lalasamai, intense eagerness. I remember Srila Prabhupada was with his devotees walking in Central Park in New York, and then there is a lake there, and there were ducks. And then the dogs were fed with breads or some breadcrumbs or something. And then Srila Prabhupada told to devotees, look at that one dog. The one who is making more noise and trying to get more is getting more. So don't be passive. Don't stay back. Go forward. Try to get it. Don't have fear of doing mistakes. Don't think that you're not eligible. Our eligibility is Srila Prabhupada, actually. We got the mercy from him. Otherwise, who we are, you know, for Krishna Bhakti. I mean, who am I, let's say. Sorry. And then I again back to the Gop Kumar story. He got innocently the mantra, like all of us. I don't know, some of us came to Krishna consciousness because we had some problems in life. Some of us, we came because we were so lonely. Some of us, we came because, you know, we needed some association with nice people. We saw them, they're dancing and chanting, they're eating nice prasadam. So we were thinking, okay, I want to be part of them. And then they were telling us, Krishna consciousness is so easy. Chant and be happy. And then after some time, we understand it's not so easy, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? Are you agreeing with me? Yeah, then I quote Srila Prabhupada. He says, yeah, Krishna consciousness is difficult, but material world is impossible. So stick to it. Because, I mean, you may see some people outside, they are happy doing a lot of material dealings and, I mean, they look to be happy. But I tell you something, you might know, all these celebrities in Bollywood, they are taking a lot of mental pills, you know. They are suffering from a lot of mental pressures. Many successful businessmen, they go to mental doctors. They end up a lot of mental crisis. But we don't see that. We see the picture from outside. We see them, they have luxurious houses, they have luxurious cars. They look happy, they have families. But go inside their families. Yeah, but with my karma, I have some experience of being part of some multi-millionaire families, and I know what this is. It's just illusion, dear devotees. It's just illusion. This material world is just a game. It's like a theater, and it will finish like everything else. And what remains is our practicing of spirituality and the precious gift that Srila Prabhupada gave us. Chant the holy name, serve the devotees, serve sadhus, serve Panchatattva. You have such deities here. Oh my God, they are so beautiful and so reciprocative. Look at them. They're so beautiful, so powerful, and so merciful. And they accommodate all of us no matter where we are coming from. What is our desires in the heart? My spiritual master says, there is no place in the heart of Krishna for the mistake of a devotee. So it doesn't matter who we are, how can we do? What matters is our enthusiasm. To be hopeful that in the darkest night of our life, like how Krishna manifested himself out of his mercy with his mysterious potencies, he can appear in my life. And what is my duty is to look for him. We are looking for Krishna. We should not forget that. We are not looking for devotees' fault. We are not looking for anything else. We are looking for Krishna. And as we know, whatever helps us, we should accept that. And whatever distracts us, we should reject that. And we know from teachings of our acharyas, past acharyas, there are practices that we should do in order to have that sakshat darshan, that one time of a life darshan like Dhruva Maharaj had, where he was searching for something else, but because he was thinking Krishna, I mean, because he had faith in the words of his mother. He was thinking, Krishna is the one who can give everything. So he went to the forest and did a lot of penances with the guidance of Narada Muni, of course, the guidance of Sadhu and Guru should be there. And the faith to the words of Guru, to the faith to the words of Sadhu and scriptures should be there. Otherwise, there is no scripture if we are dependent on our own mental concoction and brain and, you know, material genius scores. So that one darshan we are looking for. And we need that one darshan which fulfills everything for our life. As devotees, we hear that, okay, when we start to chant the holy name, because holy name is none different than Krishna, okay, we have Krishna already. And then another comment can come that we every day have darshan of the murti form of Krishna in the temple, so we have Krishna already. Or some of us or all of us have deities at home. You know, that sakshat darshan is different than all of this. Yeah, we have all of this, but we need that total experience from the heart, from all cells of our body, from the eyes, from every aspect of our being to see Krishna with all our presence and personality. And our acharyas are recommending that we chant the holy name, we serve the sadhus, and if we have some problems, if we feel uninspired, we have some sickness, tamagun come to our mind, we are not inspired, we have some difficulties in any area, we can take help. There are Vedic ways for bringing us to our balance, for remain enthusiastic in the path, like astrology, Ayurveda, whatever, yoga. Do something for yourself. Remain enthusiastic. The moment we lose our enthusiasm is the moment we are joining the club of those who don't see Krishna. Because only enthusiasm is our gateway, is our key to progress to see Krishna. Like Gop Kumar, he had the mantra, and because he was so innocent, when he was chanting with the mercy of his spiritual master, he could see Madan Gopal, the deity of the mantra. How many of us, while we are chanting Maha Mantra, how many of us, we are seeing Radha Krishna within the mantra? I don't see, unfortunately. So, although he was seeing Madan Gopal within his heart, but he was progressing for more. He was going for more. He wanted more. He wanted Krishna himself. And then he got it because he was enthusiastic. So I stop here. And if there is any comment, please forgive me for my shortcomings. Please, if you can correct me or any comment or any question, if I can answer, please. So, nothing. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.